Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and I'm throwing a couple attitude adjustments in there for good measure directly from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check this part out. 80%, probably more, of what we do here at Cardone Training Technologies is 100% free. So the purpose of this podcast literally is to just make sure the free stuff we're putting down, you are picking it up and you're putting it into your sales, your business, and your life. So thank you so much in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you are getting value from the Cardone Solutions Podcast, please make sure you're sharing that out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking about words of wisdom, direct advice from Grant Cardone on doing one thing and one thing only, and that is how to dominate. But before I get into that, you know, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by Grant Cardone's Cardone University Coaching Program. Yeah, check this out. Here is what we know at this point. At least 84% of managers we talk to report back, man, I am too busy to train and develop my team, my salespeople, my customer-facing employees the way I wish I could. I just don't have the bandwidth for it, okay? Most managers wound up getting into management simply because they could produce, not because they knew how to motivate people, certainly how to transfer their skill. The skills that got them into management in the first place. How do you give that to the people? Lastly, and most importantly, and ironically enough, there's an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching and training gets involved. This is where we come in. Enter, literally, the Cardone University Coaching Program. We get to become a virtual extension of your management team. Here's what you get. Complete access to Cardone University, over 30-plus managed learning courses facilitated by a certified Cardone coach. Like who? Me, okay? Also, our process, it increases engagement and accountability, where you get to have us at a fraction of the cost of what it would be to bring somebody in-house to do this for you. We're going to work with you and your salespeople to increase sales volume and profitability while reducing extraneous costs like turnover and expanding your market share. So for a complimentary sales process and training analysis, plus a customized training proposal, head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Now, on with the show. So if you're taking notes, write this down. Put it on a post-it note and put it on your dashboard where it's like in your face all the time. Small goals will always leave you competing with others. One more time. Small goals will always leave you competing with others. Remember, today's episode, how to dominate. How do you dominate? So this is a stern warning from Grant Cardone. It starts with your thinking. How many times do we see people set goals and then either never get started or they bail out on them? It's frequent and it's regular. And most of us have been warned against setting goals too high. Raise your hand if you've been warned by somebody at some point in your life about setting goals that are too high. You're in the car right now. You got one hand on the wheel. The other hand's up in the air. And the reality is that if you start small, then you're probably going to go small. People's failure, myself, and even Grant, he'll tell you this too, to think big enough usually means they'll never act big enough, often enough, or persistently enough. I mean, after, like, think about it for a second. Who's going to get, like, all jacked up and excited and motivated about a realistic goal. Now, most people, unfortunately, are so apathetic about their goals that they only write them down once a year. And as far as Grant's concerned, I'm going to second that motion. Nothing worth doing is worth doing once, or only once a year, or twice a year. The things upon which our life depends most are based on actions we take daily. Let me just say that again, just to like drive that point home. The things upon which our life, our lives, depend on most are based on actions that we take when? Daily. That is why you and me, we, need to make sure that we're always doing a couple things. Number one, write these goals and dreams down daily, every day. Twice a day, at least. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And it might not be the worst idea ever to write them down again and revisit them anytime you have a setback during the day. Two, let's choose objectives that are just out of reach. Three, word our goals as though we've already accomplished them. And then four, ask yourself whether the goals that you have set are equal to your potential. Now, most people are going to admit that their goals are well below their potential. I know mine have been. Because most of the world has been convinced and persuaded and even educated to set small, attainable, realistic goals. Quote from Grant Cardone, never set realistic goals. You can get a realistic life without setting goals for that. Average goal setting cannot and will not fuel massive 10x levels of action, which is what it's going to take to have success. You're going to have to do something, and you're going to have to do something massive on a massive scale and a massive amount. Competition, Grant says, is for what? Sissies. And in business, if the old saying is competition is healthy, then the new saying should be, if competition is healthy, then domination is immunity. Now, if you can tweet me what book that comes from, I might have a little surprise for you. At David R. Bradley. So, from what we've seen at Cardone Training Technologies, what Grant has observed is that when you compete with others, it limits a person's ability to think creatively. It limits a person's ability to think creatively because that individual is constantly looking for, watching what someone else is doing. So never make it your goal to compete. It's distracting. You can't dominate when you're competing. Do everything you can to dominate your sector and do that in a way that you don't have to. It removes you from having to spend any of your time doing what? Getting stuck on comparing yourself and then chasing somebody else. So, thinking emoji, how do you dominate? You're thinking, yeah, Dave, I get it. That's great. Yeah, Grant. Yeah, GC. That's awesome. But like, you know, how am I going to do that? How many times have you ever been in a thing where you like, you hear something, you're like, that is so the right thing. I have no idea how to do that. None. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. Is this you right now? Like, man, I'd love to dominate. How? Well, the first step is to make a decision. You need to decide to dominate. And the best way that you can start dominating once you've made the decision is to literally do what others refuse to do. So if you're putting attention on your competition, look for what they ain't doing. Do what they're not going to do. Go where they're not going to go. And then think and take actions at a massive amount, 10x levels. And do that in a way that they can't even comprehend. The marketplace, as Grant points out to us, is brutal. Brutal. And it will punish anybody and everyone who doesn't take the right amount of action. I've been on the receiving end of that. I know how that feels. A lot of people right now are on the receiving end of that and know exactly what I'm talking about, because we did just enough to get by right up till March of 2020. Hello. Go down any main street, USA. Look at the for lease signs. Look at the empty storefronts. Why is that? Because a lot of people were doing just enough to get by. They were in competition and they certainly weren't dominating. So right now, today, what time is it? It's now. Where are we at? Here. It is time to shift into making your every single thought and every single action aimed at dominating your sector. What sector are you in? What market are you in? Who is your quote-unquote alleged competition? And who are your clients? Who are your potential customers? Who do you have now? Who could you? So what I want to leave you with, or start leaving you with as we start fading out of today's episode, is that you never, ever play by these agreed upon norms by which everybody else is operating. To hell with that. The rules, the norms, the traditions of any group or industry are usually traps, that's right, traps, that prevent things like new ideas, higher levels of greatness, and today's theme, domination. You can always learn from those who just want to compete. But don't chase them. Do not chase them. Pass them up. And only when you begin to do this one thing I talked about in the get-go, make a decision, 10x your goals, will you stop competing and begin to dominate? And this has been another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Managers, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to dominate in your sector? Are you ready to level up your sales team and push them into a state of domination? Okay. Look, every single sports team needs a coach, and sales teams are no different. Both types of teams, they need guidance, they need strategy, they need instruction. How do we work together in pursuit of this domination thing we're talking about today? Okay, all the benefits that come from coaching, which you as a business owner, you as a manager, you don't have time for it. It's obvious, okay? Let's be honest. Our coaching program, we have helped already thousands of business owners just like you take individual members of the sales team and the entire team and bring them together into this cohesive unit where now they are fully capable of dominating in their sector. And we've seen increases as much as 60% in under 90 days. Don't believe me, you don't have to. If that sounds like the kind of performance you'd like to see in your team and in your business and from your salespeople, head on over to that website I mentioned earlier, CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. We're going to do a free consultation. We're going to show you exactly what we're going to make that happen. And we'll do that at a fraction of the cost is what it would be to bring somebody in-house to do that. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone. You know what they are. Be great and dominate, because nothing else pays. See you soon.